The best county to retire in every state in the United States. You ready? It's gonna be fun. Saw this, came across this article from my one of my financial planning blog aggregation news sites. Wow, that I just saw. I said this would be kind of clickbait. It should be fun. Any kind of list of the five things to do while you're in a hot air balloon, or the three NFL teams who should change their uniforms, always of our interest to a lot of people. And there's definitely some clickbait mentality to that. But this will be a fun one. So don't forget to subscribe, comments, thumbs up. The whole thing helped me a lot. So let's go on this and see what we come up with. So first, we're going to click on this guy right here, and then we see these wonderful people. Retiring in, it looks like a beach someplace, or at least in a pool, and they're just enjoying life. So, all right, this is from 247wallstreet.com. Not too familiar with those guys, but I'll put a link in the show notes. And is written by a guy named Tom Froelich, just produced January 4th, 2019. See, the most common reason for retiring is the desire to spend more time with family. Yeah, we all know that. To identify the best place to retire, 24/7 Wall Street created an index of 17 health and economic reasons factors in U.S. counties and areas considered equivalent to counties by the U.S. Census Bureau, including parishes and boroughs. Only counties where the 65 and over population grew at least as fast as the national average and was larger than the national average were considered. So I imagine a lot of smaller counties throughout the United States aren't considered. And there's going to make sense because we're going to go down to the methodology here. And I'm going to show you when you figure out the methodology, why that makes sense right here. Methodology to identify the best place to retire in every state. We create an index. We talked about that health factors index based on different 17 different health and economic factors. Health factors included the number of medical health professionals, dentists, primary care physicians, mental health professionals, etc. Per capita, the presence of social institutions and factors that promote healthier living, diabetes prevalence, access to exercise opportunities and whatnot. All health measures came from the county health rankings and roadmaps, a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute joint program. And are for the most recent year available. Economic factors included the median home value, the monthly cost of living with two people and no kids, the state local tax burden as a share of state income. And that was provided by the Tax Foundation and the Economic Policy Institute. All right. The only thing that concerned me there is health factors. I always wonder what they're doing about firearms, because I tell you what the APA, the American Pediatrician Association, whatever, the APA, something like that. They're big on trying to ask you, if a parent, if you own firearms, for if your children are in a home with firearms. They're very anti-Second Amendment. It's none of their flipping business. And so when I looked at this, at health factors, is there firearms prevalent in your county? I was wondering if that would have an impact on their 17 different health factors, but they don't say that explicitly, but it doesn't mean it's not being stated behind you. So just remember that. If you are interested in firearms, you got to double check to make sure your county is approving of those for sure. All right, so let's go into it. And first, we got Alabama, Baldwin County. The population is 203,000. 65 and older, 19% of the counties is 19% of the citizens are 65 and older. Primary care physicians, they have 74 per 100,000 people. And the estimated monthly living expenses for a family of two are 4,300. So 4,300 for, which is the second highest in the whole state of Alabama. So obviously it's on the upper echelon of expenditures in that state, but they also have a lot of primary care physicians as well per the population. Median home value of 182,000. I don't know where Baldwin County is. Not that familiar with the counties of Alabama other than Madison, which is where Huntsville is. All right. Let's keep going down in Alaska. Man, look at that. The Kenai Peninsula borough. 57,000 people live there, 65 and older populations, 14.8. Wow, they got a number of primary care physicians, 74.6 per 100,000. The estimated monthly living expenses, about 5,300, which is only the 14th on the 14th of 29 counties in Alaska. So it's right smack dab in the middle. Median home value is 234,000. So if it looked like that, I'm moving there tomorrow, right? It doesn't get cold there, does it? Let's see, Pima County in Arizona, 1 million population, 82 PCPs, primary care physicians per 100,000, 18% of the county is over 65, which again puts them smack dab in the middle of the state. Estimated living expenses about 3,800, and the median home value is 166,000. Arkansas, Baxter County, only 41,000 live there. That's what I'm talking about. 30% of the population is over 65, which puts it the oldest county in the state. 85.4 primary care physicians. Estimated cost of living is $3,500. That seems high for a small county in Arkansas. And the median home value is $124,000. So estimated living expenses, that just seems high to me, but okay. California, Plumas County only has 18,724 people. Over a quarter of the population is over 65. 96 primary care physicians per 100,000. Estimated family expense is $4,200. I don't know, man. You tell me it's only $400 more a month in Plumas County than it is in Baxter County, Arkansas. Median home value is only $228. I don't know where that is. So if you're from California, that might be of interest. Colorado, Chaffee County, only 19,000 people live there. 24% of the population is over 65. 92 primary care physicians per 100. 4,200 is the estimated living expense, which puts it on the lower end of expenditures in the state of Colorado. And the median home value is $313,000. Hartford County, Connecticut, about 900,000 people, and only 16% of the population is over 65. So definitely on the lower end, and that actually makes it the fourth oldest county. It was only eight counties in Connecticut. Okay. So it's the middle of the road for old people in the county. 95 PCPs per 100,000. Estimated median expense is $4,200 as well. And $235,000 is the median home value. That just, man, that seems weird to me, but okay. We'll run with it. We'll run with it. And here's, what is this? Delaware. Yeah, Delaware, Sussex County. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Delaware for retirement. That's for sure. 25% of the population is over 65. There's only three counties in Delaware. Did not know that. 215,000 people live there. Only 66.8 primary care physicians per 100,000. Imagine you might have to go to Philadelphia for that or something. Estimated expenditures, again, about $4,300, which makes it the least expensive of all three counties. And then the median home value is $242,000. Nice thing about Delaware, there's the property tax are tiny compared to New Jersey and PA. Florida, Sarasota County, 404,000 people live there. 35% of the population is older than 65. 80 primary care physicians per 100,000. 4,100 is the estimated living expense, and then the median home value is 215. In Georgia, Towns County, I don't even know where that is, and that's a population of 11,000 people. 33.6 is over 65, which is the oldest county in the great state of Georgia, but they do have 91 primary care physicians. The cost of living in Towns County is 4,100. I don't believe that. It's 49th of the 159 counties that we have here. And the median home value is 197,000. I don't know where Towns County is, but it looks pretty. That's got to be, yeah. Oh man, look at that. Good night. Hawaii County is the best place in the whole state of Hawaii of its five counties. 65% of the population, 18% of its population is older than 65, which actually makes it the oldest county. That's not that old. That's a lot younger than I would have thought, actually. 74 primary care physicians per 100,000, excuse me. Roughly a little bit less than 5,000 as the estimated monthly living expenses, which is the cheapest in the five counties of Hawaii. And the median home value is 316. And then you get to look at that every day. Oh, man. Idaho Valley County, wherever that is, 10,000 people live there. 24.6 is the sixth oldest county in all the great state of Idaho. 161 primary care positions for 100,000 people. Wow. The estimated expense is $3,900, and the median home value is $258,000. That's interesting. I have no idea where Valley County, Idaho is either. Illinois, Sangamon County, which has 200,000 people, 16% are over than 65. 119 primary care physicians out of 100,000 people. That's a lot. Roughly 4,000 a month is their monthly income. And that's a little bit on the lower end for the state of California, Illinois. Very low in terms of the age of the population in Sangamon County. 10,000 Idaho and 200,000 in Sangamon County, Illinois. And the median home value is only 136,000. So I don't know what to make of that. Indiana, Warwick County. 61,000 people live there. 16% of the population is over 65, 145 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, right at 4,000 a month it costs, which it makes it one of the most expensive counties in Indiana. 158,000 is the median home value. That looks right up my alley right there. Iowa, Winnesheek County, about 21,000 people live there. Just under 19% is over the age of 65, which makes it one of the youngest counties in Iowa. Just shows you again that Iowa has definitely a brain drain to other parts of the country. Yet 101 primary care physicians per 100,000 people. $4,100 a month is what it costs, which makes it the eighth most expensive county in Iowa. Eighth out of 99 in the average home. The median home value is $161,000. In Kansas, for some reason, they show us a snow-covered day. Harvey County, 35,000 is the population there. 18.4% is the people of 65 and older, which is 63rd out of 105 counties. 89 primary care physicians, about $3,800 a month is what it costs to live there. And the median home is only $120,000. That's what I'm talking about. Kentucky, Daviess County, about 100,000 people live in Daviess County. 16.2 is the percentage of people over 65, which makes it one of the younger counties in the United, in the great state of Kentucky. Primary care physician only got 56.7 out of 100,000 people. Only costs about $3,600 a month to live there, and the median home value is $123,000. Louisiana's Jefferson Parish, which has about 435,000 people. 15.6%, so basically in the top third of the old for Louisiana in terms of age, are over the age of 65. About 88.5 primary care physicians per 100,000. Costs about $4,000 a month, and the median home value there is $176,000. Maine, Cumberland County, I knew that was going to be about 300,000. That's where Portland, Maine is, and that's where I was born. The population is only 16.8% of the people are over 65, so it's the second youngest county in all the state of Maine. And then primary care physicians, they got 163 per 100,000. Wow. The average cost of living is about $4,700, so it's not cheap. And the average median home is about 260. Worcester County in Maryland, 51,000 people live there. It looks like it's on the beach, and there's some happy beach goers. The older population is 26.2, makes it the second oldest county in the great state of Maryland. 81.6 primary care physicians per 100,000, about $4,200 a month it costs to live there, and the median home value is $252,000. If you can get on the beach for $252,000, I'd like to sign me up. Massachusetts, Hampshire County, don't know where that is, but 161,000 people. Wow, 15.3% of the population is over 65, so a pretty young county actually, relative to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 140 primary care physicians per 100,000 people there. The median cost is about $4,700, and the median home value is about $272,000. Michigan, Emmett County, where you looks like you got seagulls. That's pretty cool, even though there's no sea, but I guess Lake Erie and stuff, Lake Michigan, Upper Peninsula, I don't know. Population about 33,000. 20% of the population is over 65, which puts it in the about the roughly bottom, top third of the elderly. 127 primary care physicians per 100,000 people. About $3,800 a month is a cost of living, and the median home value is $171,000. Minnesota, looks like more fishing boats. That's pretty cool because of lakes. Cook County, 5,200 people live there. That's, man, okay. But again, if you had to go through that Minnesota cold that you're dealing with right now, no, drop an anvil on my head. 26% of the population is over 65, which makes it the second oldest county in the state of Minnesota. Wow, 173 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, and the median home value is $241,000. But the expense is only $4,200. Oh, that's pretty good. Mississippi, Lauderdale County, 78,000 people live there, 15% of which are 60 over 65, which puts a little bit more than halfway in terms of the oldest counties, but a little bit on the lower end, one of the younger counties, not much, right about half. Almost 100 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, though. Costs about $3,600 a month to live there for two, which again, it's not so bad. And $88,000 is a median home value. St. Louis County in Missouri, 1 million people live there. 17% are over 65, which makes it one of the younger counties in Missouri. 124 primary care physicians per 100,000. Estimated median expense is about $4,3,900 per couple, and $181,000 is the median for the state of Missouri. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back to do part two of this. I got to go get some water. We'll see you guys next time. Don't forget to subscribe. That'll be, we're going on to 26 as we go forward. So that for the top 25, you heard it here first, or not top 25, A through M. And then we'll start with Montana and finish the rest. Thanks, guys.